Tony, are you ready?
Yeah, dude. Is fucking Foxy ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
You got this. Hold on. Let me close this door.
Yo,
oh, come on.
Well, I'm used to already, Bill being in here.
It's already going, dude.
Is it really, Bill?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Fucking Gumpy.
Should I say, like, welcome to Hammer Down?
I mean, if you want to.
Well, are we live?
Yeah.
Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Number one sports gambling podcast show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices.
Hell yeah!
We will have a rotating cast of characters coming in, sitting at that seat right there.
Yep.
Gumpy's going to sit where he normally is.
Ha!
Mitt's out of town. So the fucking condescending that you just heard is from our good friend Evan Fox, which Gumpy had banned from the studio. So I don't know. Does this count? Is he in the studio?
I mean, he won 2 days in a row. So I can't
I've won
really.
3 out of my last 4. Excuse me, Gumpy. Yeah.
I mean,
well, he said he banned you because every time that you come in this room, his picks don't do
as long
well.
As he's in the back room, we should be fine. Let's right. stick with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there a level of protection with the glass?
Yeah, I think we're all right.
I did see you guys got pretty hot last week when
yeah,
I was gone.
We did. I mean, pretty hot. Gumpy had a very hot weekend. Foxy, even you were hot.
Yeah. 3 out of my last 4.
This
75%.
Is March. This is March, baby.
My one and only pick of the weekend. Fucking Duquesne Dukes absolutely dominated.
Fucking Mitt. FCS fucking
3-0.
3-0
in FCS football.
Maybe that's his.
Guy's a fucking savant. You're dominating right now.
Well, we got Real Batiste down 2-0, unfortunately. But the Hammers.
The bubbles
are
up to them.
Hey, I love West Ham this year.
A lot of good basketball this weekend.
Great basketball. 9-3 Saturday. Yesterday hit that 3-game teaser. Footy, we got robbed yesterday. We were 3-2. Should have been like 5-1. Sampdoria let one in the 97th. And Real Madrid tied Atletico in the 89th. A couple heartbreakers there. But it was a good weekend, Tony.
Foxy, I don't know if you can do this or not.
What's that?
Are you able to pull up Pat's winners from this weekend?
No, I do not have those.
Okay. I didn't know if like there was carryover from show to show.
But Jay might be digging up something.
What is Jay digging up?
I don't know.
Hey, Jay, what are you doing?
That's Jay, baby.
Jay, what are you doing?
He's got it. I figured it out.
I don't know how the back room works for this show, so this is all new to me.
I figured they all work the same.
No, because it's different.
Mitt makes graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Super Mitt. Dude.
No, he doesn't.
Super Mitt.
No, he doesn't. So there was some tickets punched this weekend. A lot of basketball played this weekend. Only 10 games tonight. A little bit of a lull before the major conferences pick back up again.
Yeah, this slate stinks.
Yesterday,
what are you talking about? We got conference championships tonight.
Yesterday, I had literally was going to take, like, and then I looked at my thing and I had, like, Baylor -8, Oregon -5.5, Texas -7. It just felt like too much chalk.
You're talking about yesterday?
Yeah. And they all just, Saturday, every dog I took won outright. Sunday, it was all chalk yesterday.
Which surprises me because it was like the last game before the conference tournament. So why would they even give a fuck about that?
Like,
game?
Oklahoma State winning.
Against WVU?
WVU without Cade Cunningham. Hey, if Cade Cunningham is good to go and that Oklahoma State team is going, man, I like them to make a run in the tournament.
I know you do. I can tell you this. So, Chicago, Illinois. That is a place.
Yep.
I'm talking about Loyola, Chicago. That's what I meant to say. Loyola, Chicago. And let me see this here. I should have had this prepared. Foxy.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think Michigan State's going to win it all?
I'm going to say no. I'm very, very happy they're going to make the tournament. I think it's been over 20 years they made the tournament every single year. I really thought that this year they were not going to make the tournament, but they turned it around. They've beat 3 top 5 teams in the nation, and they beat Michigan yesterday, which is huge. Going into the Big Ten tournament, they win one. They're for sure in. It sounds like they're for sure in anyway. So I'm very, very pumped about that.
Hey, Foxy.
Yo.
How long has it been since Michigan State can go into a tournament, though, with no pressure? You know what I mean?
Oh, a very long time.
They're playing good ball. True. Yesterday, guys were hitting shots. Like, Every time I've watched Michigan State all year, they just don't make those shots.
They have no three-point shooting.
Yesterday, they were hitting them. Whenever Michigan made a little bit of a run, they just answered, man.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get to watch the game. I was on the plane, but I saw a lot of tweets basically saying, guys finally stepped up. Guys that were expected to do well this season finally did what they were supposed to do. So, I mean, it is so crazy, and I'm not just saying this because it's my team, but Tom Izzo does get these guys going in March. It makes no sense. This team has been terrible all season, and now they're just happen to be cooking. It's wild.
Okay, so what I was looking up, Lunardi currently has Loyola Chicago as an 8 seed.
Yeah.
KenPom, who we always reference, his stats and rankings, has Loyola Chicago as the 9th overall best team in the country.
In the country?
Oh, wow.
So that 8-9 seed in the first round matchup, whoever Loyola potentially has, take a good, hard, long look at Loyola Chicago.
Ooh,
make a run in the tourney.
They did that a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's fucking, what's her name's back?
Sister Jean.
Oh, Sister Jean's
no.
back.
No.
Sister Jean's back.
I can't.
So they know how to get deep in the tournament.
Okay, Tone, I have Pat's stuff.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah,
will you put that up real quick?
Here's one.
All right, so Duquesne obviously was a wagon. Never, not a doubt. Jan Blachowicz, you don't bet against the death rope. Side bender, style bender.
No.
Earth bender. What's his name?
Stylebender.
He never had a chance.
This is number two.
Illinois plus two was your pick, right?
Yeah.
Penn's obviously was Pat. And then Bryson. Before the tournament started, we had at Cutmaker Jeff on here. He said Hovland was his number one. Bryson was his number two. And then throw some on Connors too. Bryson wins outright. Pat took it $500 to win $6,500.
What a hit.
And then Steph last night. Steph is just the fucking best to watch shoot basketballs. Just what him and Lillard did before the half, just trading off half quarters like it was nothing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome. Pat had quite the weekend. The show had a good week.
This is March, baby.
This is March. Let's see if we can keep it going.
We were owed this, Tony. We were owed this.
Gumpy, will you tell me one college basketball pick that you like?
Tonight?
That you're like, I love this pick.
Can I give you a three-game teaser, Tony?
Oh, he's going back to the well.
You can give me a three-game teaser.
Or do you want me to save that for the end?
You want just one pick? Teasy?
I'll start with one pick. I love this pick. This team's been good to me all year long.
Okay.
Catching points.
Catching points?
Okay. As a puppy.
Really?
The line actually went up, Tony. I got it at 4.5. I'm seeing it at 5.
I got a game at 5 tonight.
You got Mercer plus 5?
Yeah, I got Mercer plus 5.
Hey, these boys, 7-3 against the spread their last 10, 5-1 against the spread their last 6. There is some people worried about, you know, back-to-back, but UNC Greensboro played yesterday too. It's a late tip, you know.
So Mercer, it's their 4th game in 4 days. It's 3rd game in 3 days for UNCG.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's whatever. You said it. Mercer 3-0 neutral site ATS, 2-0 off of no rest.
They're wagging right now.
5-1 ATS in the last 6, 4-0 ATS last 4 versus a winning team. 3-point game the last time they played.
I don't see anything that could go wrong here, Tony.
We're both on Mercer plus 5.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong there? What could absolutely go wrong there? Because you know what? I looked at this slate today. All right, and I said, this is the worst slate I've ever seen in a very long time. When COVID hit and there was no games, this today is the worst slate since then, because there's no primetime NBA. All right, there's no good college basketball. There's no good teams that are playing. I told myself this weekend, I will never bet NHL ever again because the Capitals stink. Uh-huh. So then I saw this team, right, and they're playing in the championship for their conference. And then they're 7th seed, and they beat the 2 seed in Wofford. They beat the 10 seed in Samford. They beat the 6 seed in VMI. That is my team. So you know I'm taking Mercer tonight against the 1 seed plus 5. I won 3 of my last 4. All right, we're going to go 4-for-5, and this hot streak is just getting started, boys. Get on the tracks. The train's a-moving.
Foxy's lock of the night, Mercer. Gumpy and I are also on Mercer. Gumby was.
I've been on this. I was on Mercer all weekend. I took him Saturday as a dog, won outright. Took him last night. They were money line minus 125, win outright.
I love these guys. Mercer. I'm just learning about them today. Hey. 10 minutes ago.
If you fucking ruin Mercer for me.
These guys are the definition of March Madness.
If you ruin Mercer for me, you have crossed the line.
No, this is a lock. I feel so good about this one. Mercer's winning this one. They're making the dance. I might take them to be my sleeper pick, my Cinderella pick in the tournament. They're going to make it pretty far, I think. I love these guys.
Fuck, you piece of shit. I asked you what your lock of the day was out there, and normally you keep it secret, but today you yelled it out loud because you were so fucking proud about it.
I discovered Mercer. I had no idea Gumpy, this team existed.
Gumpy, you could just hear this like little audible groan come out of him because he wanted to save his true reaction for him here. Foxy's on Mercer +5.
All
tonight.
Three of us. This is awesome.
I've also got Northeastern as a pick 'em tonight. Do you as well?
I got him at +1.5 this morning.
You, last time this happened, I got fucked and you covered.
12-6 against the spread, 7-3 against the spread their last 10. I like Northeastern here.
Yeah, 7-2 ATS in the last 9 straight up after a W, 9-3 ATS in the last 12, 6-2 ATS last 8 after a W. I like Northeastern as a pick 'em tonight.
Absolutely.
You got anything in the North Dakota State, South Dakota game?
I don't love the -3.
North Dakota State is favored?
Or yeah.
South? Yeah.
I do like money line, though. At -155, I think. Maybe throw it in there with another game.
I'm taking a total in this game.
Yeah. Favorite in this matchup, 6-2 against the spread last 8 meetings.
I'm going North Dakota State and South Dakota over 138. it's a little scary because they've played 3 times this year. The game has gone 141, 151, and 166. So it's gone over the 138 every single time. 2 of them very easily. North Dakota State is on a 4-0 overrun. North Dakota State 7-1 over versus winning teams. North Dakota State 4-1 over as a favorite. South Dakota 6-1 over last 7 games after a win. South Dakota 4-0 neutral site to the over. South Dakota 7-1 over versus a team with a winning record. Now, last time that happened, I actually gave it out as my pick of the night on Friday. Yeah,
that was a tale of different first halves. First half was awesome.
Yeah. Way under. And then I think they both scored 100 in the second half.
Yeah, it was absurd.
But I'm going to go North Dakota State, South Dakota over 138. Northeastern is a pick 'em, and Mercer +5 is mine. Gumpy, what else do you have?
I'll lay the 5 with Hofstra.
Okay.
4-1 against the spread their last 5 as a favorite. 6-0 against the spread their last 6 neutral site games. I've loved this team all year, too. Cleveland State, -3.5 versus Milwaukee.
I wanted to take them. I can't remember why I didn't.
They've been a wagon all year. 15-8-1 against the spread. 5-1 against the spread their last 6 neutral site games. And I'll also take Northern Kentucky money line versus Oakland. They're 8-2 against the spread last 10. 4-0 against the spread last 4.
Wow. Okay.
And then I did this yesterday.
Teasy?
And I don't know why I haven't been doing this because I did it all football season. And I think it kind of just turned me off because things weren't going our way in teasers in the NFL season for a bit there. Yesterday I took Iowa, Texas, and Baylor in a 5-point teaser that hit. So I'm going to do another 3-gamer tonight, Tony.
Okay.
This is at FanDuel at +180.
Okay.
So you get Hofstra as a pick 'em.
Okay.
You get Mercer +10, which nice. I love. And then you get North.
Used to love.
Yeah, we'll see now. And then Northeastern, so that's down to a pick 'em now. So you get
+5.
Northeastern at +5.
That's a tasty little morsel.
Hey, I like it, baby.
I think I'm going to roll with that, too. Yeah, let's do Foxy, it. What do you say?
Well, you know, I looked at all these games, and I'm like, this is the definition of a Gump night. Like, these teams are all Gump's teams. So I knew he was excited. I was the complete opposite. I mean, Mercer is on primetime ESPN, so that's a lot.
I believe it's a 7 o'clock game, right?
I feel so good about that game. I'm so glad you guys are riding with me.
Is that a 7
riding
o'clock?
Riding with you.
Yeah, riding with me. You
this
heard me.
Fucking you guy, heard me.
Yeah, I think it's at 7. And then Gonzaga's after.
Listen. I just saw this spread. Fuck, I seen this spread at midnight last night. I almost fucking fell off my couch, dude. I couldn't believe it.
Listen, you're riding with us, dude.
What?
You're fucking in the back seat in the kids seat.
No, you guys are on my train, and we're riding fucking to victory land with Mercer tonight.
Nikki Skates, if you want to come in, I don't think.
Do you have any picks for the tournament? Like, See, WVU's plus 700.
Oh, you mean like futures tournament?
Yeah.
Or those?
I came across.
I was looking at. I heard when I was listening to a show earlier.
I got a pick for the Big Ten tournament already.
Is it Michigan State?
Yeah, Michigan State's winning on Thursday. I guarantee it. They play Maryland. Maryland just beat them. But Michigan State's got a new swagger. They play at 11:30 a.m. in Indianapolis. I know for a fact Michigan State wins that game.
So there is some value on teams to make the Final Four I've been looking at.
Okay.
You get West Virginia plus 400, Iowa plus 300, Texas plus 350. I mean, Oklahoma State plus 250.
Was that your pick?
Yeah.
Iowa?
To make the Final Four, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it yet, but them to win the Big Ten tournament, I think they may be the hottest team in the Big Ten.
So I'm looking on FanDuel right now, and for some reason the Big Ten tournament is the only one not posted yet.
So I got it here just from a tweet. Iowa plus 425 to win the Big Ten tournament.
That is tasty. And if Wieskamp comes back and plays, I think that they're playing as good as anyone right now. Plus 425, that is very juicy. Yeah. I will be dabbling on that.
So what's Michigan?
You got Michigan plus 175, Illinois plus 375, Iowa plus 425, and then Purdue plus 500.
I love Illinois for some reason.
Illinois is very good, and they can play slow or fast. That is one thing that I do like there. Okay. As far as the other tournaments, I mean, Big 12, like I said, Big 12, even to just sprinkle, you can get Texas. I mean, Baylor's obviously, they're minus 135. You know, they're the favorite. Mm-hmm. But you can get Texas and WVU at plus 700, which I think, I don't know why Kansas is plus 325. I would take Texas or WVU over Kansas.
Okay. Hey, it's good to know.
Yeah.
What about your team in Oregon?
The Ducks?
The Ducks.
I don't see that tournament's not on here.
They're plus 310 to win USC and Colorado.
So they're plus 175 Pac-12?
Or what plus do you 310 got? To win the Pac-12 on FanDuel.
The Ducks?
Yeah.
Fucking sign me up, dude. Are you kidding me? Who's ahead of them?
Colorado and USC.
Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Ew. The disrespect to the Ducks.
You're a West Coast guy.
I watch the Ducks every night, dude. I love them.
All right.
They're so we're going Ducks. Those late night tip offs, dude. I fucking, you have to get me off the couch with a fucking forklift.
Scrap them off.
All right. What was I going to talk about? Hockey.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. How you doing? How's your record been?
12-9 on Saturday and 3-3 last night. So you know, I think it was 6-7 on Friday after the picks on the show.
I mean,
the helmet did not pay off. The hard shifts did not. We didn't get the hard shifts, the grit, the sandpaper we were looking for.
It's rare. What do you got tonight?
Tonight, the ones I like. So listen to this. Vegas is 5-0 straight up in their last five games. They're 6-1 in their last seven on the road. And the total's gone over in five of Minnesota's last five games. So take the over in Vegas and Minnesota. That's over 5.5.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going Minnesota.
Okay.
Vegas. Ooh. Vegas has got to cool off a little bit. Just a little bit.
You're going Minnesota.
I'm going Minnesota.
Minnesota is plus 110, plus 100, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I like the plus money for Minnesota. Montreal. If you want to live dangerously, you can go puck line Montreal. But Montreal's taking on Vancouver. Gumpy sent me these a couple nukes earlier. Just the past couple games this season, Montreal's won 5-3. They've won 6-2. They've won 5-2. They've won 7-3. And they lost 6-5. So it looks like the over's a safe bet there. We're going to go Montreal in the over. Like I said, if you are living frivolously, you can hit that Montreal puck line.
I like 46% of the tickets are on the Canadiens, but 70% of the money. I always like that situation with Montreal there.
Another one I'm a little bit wary about, but we're going to do it because I really like the value, is Arizona. They are big dogs on the money line. Nathan MacKinnon is out. Cale Makar is coming back, though, for the Avalanche. Mm-hmm. So I like Arizona. I think they were up to plus 160 at last I looked.
They are still there.
Yeah, and then also like the over in that game, 5.5 at plus money. And then finally, L.A. Plus the over of 5.5 as well.
Okay, so run through those if you can one more time.
So we're going Minnesota, plus the over.
Okay. Winner.
Minnesota in the over.
Montreal.
Okay.
In the over.
Winners.
Montreal in the over.
Winners. L.A.
Okay.
In the over.
Kings, love the Kings.
Couple of Ovies tonight, huh?
Arizona. And the over.
This guy's fucking saying there's going to be a lot of pucks in the net tonight.
A lot of pucks in the net tonight. no NBA.
No.
So I assume Connor doesn't have anything.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Champs League.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Where are we at? Are we in the quarters yet?
So this is the second leg. Dortmund-Sevilla. Dortmund's up 3-2 from the first leg.
Were they home or where?
So they're at home now.
Oh, so
they're plus 115 money line.
They're going to sit on it.
That is like, that's, I would love to take that. But even getting them, you get them draw no bet at minus 150 right now. I hop on that because if they draw, they're through. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sevilla needs three away goals if they're close here. You know what I mean? That's just, it's good value at minus 150 to take a draw no bet there. And I would jump on that now because Dortmund's playing good footy. I mean, Bayern, hey, here's another one. If Bayern Munich ever goes down in a game, live bet them with everything. They went down 2-0 to Dortmund. I think Moneyline was plus 200. They came back and won 4-2. Like, they just...
Plus 200.
Damn.
The bookmakers knew that. That plus 200 short.
So Man City went down 2-0 yesterday. They were plus 700.
Yeah, that's
insane. I sprinkled a bit just because you owe it to yourself. You have to.
Connor, I heard your voice. What's going on, dude?
Yeah, you know, Tony, I do have no real picks today, especially without the NBA. But, you know, Gumpy jumps on Mercer. Diggs jumps on Mercer.
Don't do it, dude.
Fox jumps on Mercer. So I'm going to go ahead and take UNC Greensboro. I'm fading this clown. I'm fading both of you in there. If this asshat likes your picks, there's no chance all three of you can win together.
He didn't like it. He only liked it because it was on fucking ESPN.
UNC Greensboro all day long, baby. Sorry, boys, but Big Foxy is all the way back. See you at the bank. Except I won't be seeing it.
If Foxy hits three in a row here,
it's going to happen. Mercer is a team of destiny. They're making the tournament, and they're making a run, probably to the Elite Eight.
The only thing that could crush destiny is a curse.
That's right.
Connor. Foxy curse. Connor, do we like the Nets to win the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Plus 300 right now.
Yeah, absolutely hammer it. There is no chance. All roads lead to the Nets winning the championship, Tony. I feel like in the NBA more so than anything, it's pretty easy to pick the winners as you get halfway through the season. I mean, Lakers were the obvious pick last year, and it's the Nets again this year, or the Celtics.
What are they at right now?
300. To win the whole thing?
Yeah.
300.
Yeah.
Plus 300?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, shout out Blake Griffin.
Shout out Blake Griffin.
Good run in Detroit. He led us to the playoffs 1 year. In that 1 year, we went 0-4. We got swept, and Blake did not play a single game. Shout out, Blake.
Connor, let me ask you this.
What's up, Tony?
Because I was looking at it.
Okay.
I was kind of looking at some stuff earlier today. Mm-hmm. And the Suns are currently leading the Pacific by one game.
Okay.
Over the Lakers, 1.5 games over the Clippers.
Uh-huh.
Now, their odds are plus 390 to win that division.
Ooh.
Lakers are plus 105. Clippers are plus 135.
Ooh.
I'm thinking the Lakers and Clippers don't give a fuck about winning the division.
Huh.
Suns potentially do care about winning the division. Can they hold up over the second half? Would you sprinkle some on the Suns to win that division plus 390?
I'd sprinkle, but you got to assume between the Clippers and the Lakers and Drummond and DeMarcus Cousins, one of them's ending up there, and then, you know, I think it's all she wrote. And the fact that the Lakers are only a game behind without Anthony Davis these past few weeks,
true.
He comes back for, you know, not even a month. You give him 2 weeks, they're going to clean sweep those games, probably take the lead. But 390 in the lead already? We're on the back half of the season. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sprinkle, Tony. Plus 390. Juicy.
It's not something terrible to look at. Nets are minus 190 to win the division, even though the Sixers, I believe, are a game up on them.
Oh, yeah. That's surprising. Wow. I mean, the Nets are just, when you assemble super teams, you know, it's just so easy to see, like, oh, okay, if all those guys are healthy and on the court at the same time, no one's going to beat them.
There was some value on the Heat, like, 3 weeks ago. But now they have come back, and now they're minus 230 to win that division. Which
this Pepperdine BYU game tips off at 12:15 tonight.
I know it does. It's too late for my blood.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
Jazz are minus 2200.
Yeah,
no chance there.
No way.
Dallas is minus 180 to win that division, and they are one game back of the Spurs. So the Spurs are plus 320 to win that division.
Whoa. Wow. I like that more than Spurs. The Suns. Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, of course, Dallas has Luka Doncic, but Kristaps Porzingis is not playing very well either.
Something to think about.
You know? Spurs got pop, baby.
Spurs got pop. All right, we'll be back Wednesday. We got NBA back. We got conference tournaments. We got footy.
Yeah, we might have to I'll throw out some college picks early morning Wednesday because that'll be...
Might have Cutmaker back on, you know, to preview the players is this weekend.
Oh, yes. Hey, you know who's taking that.
Who?
Fresh off a week off, pal.
Fucking Colin Morikawa.
Yeah, he's ready.
Maybe we'll talk hockey, too.
Here's the best part. Just looked. Wednesday's games, exactly identical matchups to tonight's.
Oh, see, we get that.
Let's go.
Back-to-backs, revenges, you know it.
All right. Wednesday's going to be a big Brooks. Show.
Fucking howitzers.
Hashtag FanDuel hammered down rollover 1250 tonight.
1250. I might put one in tonight.
Fuck it.
Why not? Now that it's up to 1250. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Someone hit 9 of 9 yesterday and then had a game rolling over to tonight. That's not allowed. We can't keep track of games over multiple days. Shout out going 9 for 9.
Congrats on 9 wins, though.
And good luck tonight. I hope that.
Good luck tonight. That one tonight. I believe has the Kings. Am I correct?
Yeah, let's go Kings.
Let's go Kings, dude.
Someone also went 9 of 10 yesterday, but no one hit. Games have to be all on the same day.
Let's get this thing up. We can't keep track of games. Keep it going.
Hashtag FanDuel hammered down rollover 1250 tonight. If no one hits tonight or tomorrow, we'll be at 1750 on Wednesday when we talk to you. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
See you on Wednesday. Hammer
down.